This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Japan's tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant in Fukushima is releasing its first batch of treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. More from Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers.
In a live video from a control room at the plant, Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings showed a staff member turn on a seawater pump with the click of a mouse. The executive in charge of the radioactive water release, Junichi Matsumoto, said it will be a safe and gradual one. Based on the fundamental policy of not releasing a large amount in one go, we will be continuing the release over the course of around 30 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
The prime topic of conversation at this year's BRICS summit has been the expansion, and now details emerging from Johannesburg on just that. Iran and Saudi Arabia, among six nations that have been invited to join BRICS, United Arab Emirates, Argentina, Egypt, and Ethiopia also set to join the bloc in 2024. The exact circumstances of the death of Wagner chief Yevgeny remain unclear Thursday, although most experts believe it marks President Vladimir Putin's vengeance for his short-lived rebellion in June. More from AP reporter Shelley Adler.
According to Russia's Civil Aviation Agency, mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was aboard a plane that crashed north of Moscow, killing all 10 people on board. Prigozhin led a brief armed rebellion against the Russian military earlier this year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Voting still underway in Zimbabwe. Hours-long delays in distributing ballot papers forced the president to extend the general election by a day at dozens of polling stations. This is VOA News. The first 2024 Republican presidential debate took place last night without the person who currently leads the polls for preferred candidates, former U.S. President Donald Trump. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman, who was on the scene and has more from Milwaukee.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley declared, "Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way." However, political novice Vivek Ramaswamy, rising in the polls, stood by Trump, saying he believed he was the best president of the 21st century. Ramaswamy also stood apart in questioning American support for Ukraine, saying China is a bigger threat to the United States than Russia. Several other candidates, including Haley, also a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, expressed strong support for Ukraine in defending itself against Russian forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Milwaukee.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to surrender to authorities in Georgia on Thursday in a case accusing him of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's fourth arrest since April, when he became the first former American president to face indictment. He and 18 others faced charges in a sprawling racketeering case, including Rudy Giuliani, who surrendered yesterday.
This will be proven to be, like all the rest, a complete hoax and a lie.
In past court appearances from New York to Miami and here in Washington, Trump was not handcuffed while in custody, nor given a mugshot. Georgia officials, though, say he will be treated the same as any other defendant. Since his bond has already been set at $200,000, Trump will be released from custody after being booked and be arraigned on a different day. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical Storm Franklin unleashing heavy floods and landslides in the Dominican Republic after making landfall in the country's southern region. The Civil Defense Agency said the storm killed one person on Wednesday. The storm began slowly to spin away from the island of Hispaniola that the Dominican Republic shares with Haiti after dumping heavy rains for several hours. King Charles III will travel to France for a state visit next month, according to Buckingham Palace. During the visit from September 20 to 22, Britain's head of state and his wife will visit Paris, the palace said in a statement. I'm Scott Walterman of VOA News.